What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Rogan and Connor are. Rogan and Connor, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Good morning. And Steve, they sound so ready that it's time for you to get out of
they
here.
They also sound so young. Is there an adult there?
No, I'm 14 and my brother's 10.
Oh, you're going to get beat by a couple of kids, Steve. I cannot wait.
I've always wanted to beat a teenager.
Oh, it's time.
Let's go, Rogan and Connor.
All right, out you go, Steve. Don't be intimidated. You guys got this. For those playing at home, Rogan and Connor have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
What is the smallest denomination in American paper currency?
Pass.
Snow, Atlantic, rock, and blue are all types of what?
Pass.
Who played Goose's wife in the 1986 movie Top Gun?
Oh. She's watching a movie. What? Pass.
How many U.S. states do not share a border with any other state?
One.
No.
Two.
Yes. What do you call the generation born between 1946 to 1964?
Millennials?
No.
Gen, what is it? Alpha?
No.
Pass.
A Tiny Tim is a variety of what fruit?
Apple.
No.
Fruit.
No. Well, you guys got one correct, which is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were tough, too. Some of those were definitely skewing to an older crowd.
It's okay.
Steve.
What happened?
Go gentle on them, okay?
No. This is a learning moment for these kids.
Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
What is the smallest denomination in American paper currency?
$1.
Yes. Snow, Atlantic, rock, and blue are all types of what?
Crab.
Correct. Who played Goose's wife in the 1986 movie Top Gun?
Val Kilmer.
No.
Tom Cruise?
No.
Meg Ryan.
Yes. How many U.S. states do not share a border with any other state?
2.
Yes. What do you call the generation born between 1946 and 1964?
Boomer.
Yeah. A Tiny Tim is a variety of what fruit?
A Tiny Tim?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Cherry?
No.
Potato?
No.
Cucumber?
No. What is
pickle?
What is the stage name of Reginald Kenneth Dwight?
Reggie Dwight.
No.
Reginald, I don't know, pass.
The Horsehead Nebula can be found in which constellation?
That would be Orion.
It would be. Which ocean does the Zambezi River flow into?
The Atlantic.
No.
Pacific.
No.
Indian.
Yes. Chris Hardwick and Jenny McCarthy were the original
Singled
hosts.
Out.
Yes.
Great show. These quite high. How are they going to know Singled
know.
Out or Top Gun?
Steve, you got 8 correct, and that is a win, 8-1. Sorry, Rogan and Connor.
It's okay. We'll beat him next time.
That's right,
just
will.
Wait till you turn 18.
Wow.
There's no age limit on this game, Steve.
The taxes. Steve is going to destroy these kids.
Oh, no.
Crush them.
Crush them.
These kids are cool and all, but yikes.
A Tiny Tim is a variety of a tomato.
Tomato.
And Reginald Kenneth Dwight is Elton John.
Really?
Really.
How are they going to know? I didn't know that either.
I felt so bad. I'm like, these are some old people questions.
You need to
today.
Have, like, just-in-case questions. If, like, all of a sudden Danny...
For the youth.
Danny puts the 14-year-olds on again.
Deal. Next time, I will tailor it to the 14-year-olds. Steve Miggs, it was easy for us to become fast fans of the Portland Pickles baseball team. And then the cool things just keep on happening down there. The other night, the baseball team invited a fan by the name of Dixie up to home plate during fan appreciation night. And then this happened.
Payoff pitch! High fly ball! Left center field! Are you kidding me? 4 letters, one word. A goal!
Neat.
Sorry.
I mean, how cool was that?
It was awesome.
A 2-run homer.
He's rocking like a Bat Boy jersey as well. It's just fantastic.
So we got to get John Ryan to tell us more about this. And he's on with us this morning. Seahawks great, owner of the Pickles. John Ryan, we got to talk about the legend of Dixie.
Absolutely. It was. I was at that game on Saturday. It was a pretty magical moment, you know, with the Pickles. We try a lot of things. We kind of take a chance on a lot of things. And a lot of them don't work. I'll be quite honest with you, a lot of them don't work. And sometimes those are the best ones. But, I mean, on Saturday night, that was like a 1 in a million chance that we'd pull this guy out and hit a home run. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, before we talk more about Dixie then, what is one idea that you had that didn't work that you were convinced was going to work?
Tackle John Ryan night. That was my number one. I thought we'd have every kid under the age of 12 in the crowd try to tackle me on the field during the seventh inning stretch, but I didn't know we didn't have a weight restriction. There's one kid that was like foaming at the mouth that wanted to kill me. I'd never run so fast in my life, and I said that was the end of that one.
Did he catch you?
No, I literally ran across the field and jumped the fence. I felt like I was in eighth grade again running from the kids in high school. It was terrible.
So tell us the whole story with Dixie. Like, you know, part of me is like, is this guy like an actual player, or how did this even unfold?
Like I said, we like to take chances and do some fun things. It was a Portland Pickles All-Star Game, which is the team that plays in Portland when the Portland Pickles of the West Coast League are on the road. So we'd have a little bit more fun with them, try some different things. And because it was Fan Appreciation Night, we're going to try having a fan taking that bat. After I went back and kind of investigated this guy, it turns out he did play Division III baseball in the area. So he wasn't the first time he'd swung a bat. And it was pretty obvious once he got in the on-deck swing circle and he started swinging. I was like, okay, this kid's handled the bat before. But at the same time, the pitcher was definitely trying to strike him out. You know, he wasn't giving him any meatballs. So it was a well-deserved home run.
Yeah, you don't want to be the pitcher that just gives up a home run to a random fan.
Exactly. That's why, you know, I know a lot about baseball. I watch baseball every night. But when you talk to players, they know a lot more than you. And a guy online actually broke down his at-bat, because people were saying, like, you know, this guy, they were trying to give him a home run. And the guy was kind of breaking down every pitch. He's like, this guy just threw him a nasty 2-2 slider. You're not throwing a guy a nasty 2-2 slider if you're trying to give up a home run. So I appreciated that the guy kind of giving his thoughts on that.
So, John Ryan, we know that he got a contract. It was a one-day contract. Is that right?
Yeah, we signed for the Pickles for one day, so he got a little... I don't think he touched the field last night, but he got his moment in the sun.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. Is there any chance of extending his contract beyond one day?
I'm not sure. We're kind of right on the brink of the playoffs right now. The Portland Pickles, we're having our greatest season ever. We're 43-9. We just broke the record last night for the most wins in a season. So we're taking things pretty seriously on the Pickle side. So I don't know if young Dixie will get in the game.
Yeah, I did see that, man. Congrats on that. What a great success story the Portland Pickles have become in Portland. And just, you know, with a collegiate ball, is that what it's called? Or?
Summer collegiate wood bat baseball, yeah. So it's kind of the best amateur baseball in the world. We had four guys from the Pickles draft to the majors this year. I believe we had five last year. So, you know, we have scouts in the park every night, and it's taken very seriously on the field.
No, I have to ask you, because, I mean, it's serious on the field, but you definitely make a fun environment and fun atmosphere for people that are going to the games. And I know we're seeing success here with the White Center fish sticks that are selling out their games as well. What do you think is, like, is there just, like, a charm to when you have, like, a minor league or summer league teams where, you like, you know, you're creating, like, this off brand kind of like a little bit more wacky vibe? Do you think that's the secret to the success to getting people to come to the games?
Yeah, I think it's a number of things. I think it's a little more intimate, for one. You know, I absolutely love going to the Mariners games. I had season tickets for 11 years, but it's a completely different vibe sitting in that park as opposed to sitting in our little, you know, 3,000 seat park where no one's more than 20 feet from the action. You know, and I think that there's something to do for everyone. You know, if you bring your kids to the game they don't want to watch, they can run around on the berm. If you're not the biggest baseball fan, you can sit at a picnic table in the outfield and drink beer. Every night kind of feels like a block party to me. And just kind of that sense of community that I think we're all kind of starving for right now is really brought to the forefront in our team in Portland.
Also, the Pickles mascot is named Dylan. Dylan. I mean, that's just about the greatest thing ever.
Dylan T. Pickle is quite the character. Yeah, and he's, you know, the fans love him. He's, you know, just kind of giving it his all every night, and it's fun to watch him as well.
Now, Dylan has been making news lately of doing anything controversial, and he has in the past, but I don't know if you saw the recent thing with Bowie, the Kraken mascot, and almost got mauled by a bear.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's scary.
Yeah, he was in Alaska doing, like, a thing with a player, and then all of a sudden a grizzly bear just started running towards him.
That's crazy. I'll have to check that out. That sounds awful.
All right, real quick, John, you're a big baseball fan. How are you feeling about the Mariners now after the trade deadline? I mean, what do you think? Do you think this team has what it takes to make a run for the World Series?
I think they do. I mean, to bring in two corner infielders of that caliber with Suarez and with Josh Naylor, I think, you know, I don't see that many holes in the team right now. You have one of the best starting five rotations. You have the outfield. You know, I think they have, I mean, obviously the big dumper, you know. So, I mean, I just think they have every piece they need to do it. So I just want to see them make the playoffs and kind of make a move.
Hell yeah, man.
We're manifesting it. Thank you, John Ryan, so much for chatting with us this morning about Dixie. This is just such a cool time for the Portland Pickles. And we're just absolutely stoked to see all that excitement.
And also congratulations making the top 50. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since we named one of the top 50 Seahawks of all time. That's awesome.
No, thank you so much. That was very unexpected, but you know, one of the greatest privileges of my life.
Go Seahawks, go Mariners, and of course, go Pickles.
Absolutely.
Take care, man.
All right. The Daily Mix
Show. Do you think that you could name a song after only hearing one single second of the chorus? If so, we're going to give you the hookup on tickets to 311 with Bad Flower at Marymore Park on August 13th. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to 311 and Bad Flower.
You gotta come original.
All entertainer.
It's a great song. Great song. They're definitely going to play that at Mary Moore Park on August 13th. Say hello to Kevo from Bonnie Lake, who is our contestant this morning. What's up, Kevo?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How's it going?
Oh, we're doing good, man.
So good and so ready to spin this wheel to see if you are playing with Migsy or me.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? It's currently on T-Dog's name. Will it stay there? We shall find out. Kevo and T-Dog.
Let's go, T.
You
Let's
know it, baby. It. All right, Kevo, here is your clip.
You have got to be freaking kidding me.
That's got to be the easiest one of all time. That's 311, come original.
Kevo, that was an easy one. All right.
Perfect way to start a 5-day vacation. Thank you.
Hell yeah, man. Where are you going to vacation?
Yeah, honestly, it's a staycation, so I'm not vacationing.
Oh, sometimes that is so needed.
Honestly, I like those kind of things.
It's needed. It's needed, much needed. Thank you.
All right, Kevo, you did your part. Now it's my turn. Danny, let's hear the clip. That is, of course, the great Wheatus and Teenage Dirtbag. Kevo, enjoy your staycation and enjoy those tickets to 311 and Bad Flower, my dude.
Stephen Daly, thank you very much, you guys. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Kevin, and have a great time at your staycation.
If we've talked about something this morning that you want to chat with us about, please call now. We'd love that. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Ozzy Osbourne. Throughout the morning, we have received some great calls, awesome texts that we have not had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by the Kitsap Fair and Stampede in Bremerton. So go ahead and call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from today, or if you have something on your mind that you want to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier this morning, we talked about this pair of siblings that were separated in foster care in the 1940s
and finally reconnected.
In their 80s, they reconnected. And Ted from Kirkland has a story that is eerily similar. Ted, tell us about what's going on with your family.
So back in 2004, my, I guess, great uncle was able to have his grandson contact my grandma and all that stuff. But my great grandmother left Ireland in 1928, and her brother was born in late 1928, early 1929. And here in 2004, they finally met for the first time.
Wow. And how was it that they found each other?
It would, 2004, it might have been MySpace.
You know, you're probably, how funny is that social media? See, sometimes social media does do good.
Yeah, and so when it was his grandson reached out to my grandmother and my mom, and they connected through something somehow. I don't know. They were all still living in Ireland. We were living in California. And then they decided on a date and came out and visited like June of 04, right after I graduated high school. And they were sitting there talking. And I mean, my great grandmother was one of 18 children.
Ooh.
Maybe three of eight. She was the third of 18 children.
Wow.
And so when they finally connected, they had a lot to talk about, but they only barely spoke English because Irish and Gaelic and everything else where they grew up, and I was the only person in the house that could translate for them.
Oh, okay, so make communication kind of hard for those guys, yeah.
Yeah, so they were doing their Irish Gaelic thing, and I was just hanging out, telling my family what was going on, because I was the only one that spoke Gaelic outside my those two.
Now, Taryn, if this happened, thanks for the call.
Thank you,
that's
Dad.
Great. Let's just say one day you got a call from somebody, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we're siblings." That would just be a lot to wrap your head around.
A ton to wrap your head around. I mean, I feel like that happens more often than people realize, that there's like a, you know, somebody had a secret family or a secret relationship or something like that where people get separated or never know that they even existed in the first place.
I feel like you'd instantly invite them over to your place.
I would.
You'd be like, you could stay for like a month or two so we could really get to know each other.
I mean, you know, my family, like, we're big, we're crazy, we're loud. We'd probably just, you know, arms around them, like, come join the chaos.
They wouldn't even have to prove it. Like, they could be lying and saying, oh, no, we're definitely distant cousins. You'd be like, sure, come live with us.
Welcome to the circus.
Meanwhile, like, someone contacted me, like, hey, I'm your long-lost brother. I'm like, well, you have the same relationship my brother and I have. We text every once in a while. We never talk on the phone. Are you good with that?
Don't ever call me again.
Right, pretty much.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so go ahead and give us a call or shoot us a text.
So yesterday we were talking about the crazy things you've done in public, like the most insane thing that you got to do in public. And we did get this voice message. We never got to it earlier this morning, so wanted to get your reaction to this voice message that was left through our Odyssey app.
The craziest thing I ever did in public, propose. Seriously, there was about 150 people around. I did it right there in front of the Empire State Building in New York.
Oh, man. See,
that's pretty cool.
Is it?
I think so.
It's a lot of pressure, though.
That is a lot of pressure.
And I just didn't give a fool. I wanted to propose right then, and I did. She said no. It was pretty bad, so I got rejected in front of all those people.
Oh, I was not expecting that to be the end of the story. I'm so romantic.
I've never gone to New York again.
Oh, no. So, okay, when you proposed, did you carry, like, your ring around and have, like, a plan, or?
I had a plan. It didn't go according to plan. I had it in my, it was winter time, so I had it in my winter coat, which was kind of like I was panicking because I had left it in the car, because I was like, I knew it was going to happen over the course of a certain number of days, but I didn't know which day it was going to happen. So I'm just leaving this wedding ring in my coat pocket.
That is very irresponsible.
Car. But in my head, I'm like, well, no one knows I'm leaving a wedding ring in my coat pocket in my car. So it's like, only I know that it's expensive and it's in my car. And so then we ended up at a sushi place, and I reached in and did the whole thing, and it didn't come out the way that I hoped. I just pulled the ring out of my pocket, the box, and just handed her the box. Didn't even open the box. It just said, here.
Here.
And then eventually she was able to, like, do the math and figure out that,
oh,
I was proposing. And then waterworks and all that fun stuff. But I think at first it wasn't going. I was so cocky. I was like, I'm not nervous at all. This is going to be easy. Because everyone's always like, they're like, how are you feeling? Are you getting nervous? Because a handful of people knew.
Sure.
And I'm like, I know she's going to say yes. I'm not nervous about it because we've had the conversation. But then once, like, you actually have to do it, and you're doing it in a public place, we were doing it at a restaurant, not like I made, like, a scene, but still, it was just, like, a lot of nerves.
Well, I hope that poor guy got, like, a hug from one of the strangers or something. Like, I'm so sorry that this didn't go the way you planned, man.
Or, like, a discounted ticket to the Empire State Building? Something?
Yes.
If you were in a relationship, and you had a vibe that the person was going to propose, but you did not want to marry them,
oh,
how would you handle it?
Ooh.
Would you tell them? Like,
I mean, if it was in, like, a public setting, I probably would say yes, and then like, go back on it and say, I'm sorry. Actually, I just didn't want to humiliate you publicly, but I'll humiliate you privately now.
Perfect, yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
20 years of the men's room on KISW. It went by like a flash. And Saturday, September 6th, we're going to be celebrating those two decades at Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville from 1 until 6. There's going to be live music happening from the KISW New Originals, the Stoned Evergreen Travelers, and this awesome Soundgarden tribute called the Outshined Trio. Grab your tickets now at KISW.com. Steve Miggs, how do you feel about people pulling out their phones and, you know, getting video and photo during concerts?
I love it. I love that there's like a sea of cameras so I can't enjoy the concert, can't see anything. All I do is stare at other people's cell phones. I think it's the coolest thing ever.
Maynard James Keenan also thinks it's the coolest thing ever. Frontman of Tool, Pussifer, A Perfect Circle. He absolutely hates it.
He's one of the artists I know. I think it's them. I think even maybe Jack White.
Yes.
There's a few artists that make it a point to say no cell phones. Come out of your pockets. Yes. Otherwise, we kick you out of the show.
He has a phone-free concert policy, and he was recently on the Clownvis Presley Serious Clownversation podcast and explained why he feels this way.
A lot of times if you go to shows nowadays, it ends up becoming the knee-jerk thing. That's just what you do. It's just acceptable behavior to...
He's not wrong. There are many times, even when we were at the Bad Religion show, like I was like, something cool. They were playing like We're Only Going to Die from Our Own Arrogance song. And I'm just like, oh, I don't want to record this. And I instantly pull my phone. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Just enjoy the song. Mm-hmm. But then I continue to record it.
Of course.
Block somebody else's view with your phone. It's annoying and it's distracting. And the thing you're getting on your phone sucks. I'm not going to go home and watch it. So we kind of foresee the issue of just kind of engaging with each other, watching the show, kind of just being present and put that thing, like, take a break from it. Then at the end, we'll let you pull it out and you can film the last song. That way you get to have your souvenir that sucks that you're never going to watch.
Oh, pull out the phone. Yeah. At first, I was like, hey, man, I know Maynard's into some strange stuff, but that seems like a weird way to end your concert.
But going to Jack White a couple of years ago, that was the first one I went to where they actually give you the little like locking
bag mechanism.
Yes, they lock your phone in a bag. And then when you leave, they will unlock it for you. It was wild, but I did love it.
I do... Whenever I remind myself, because sometimes it's just, he's right, it's like a knee-jerk reaction. Let me get on my phone, record something real quick. But then there are times where I'm like, dude, keep your phone in your pocket, enjoy the moment, enjoy the concert. And it's not wrong. It's a way more pleasurable experience to just like watch the concert.
Can you guys look over here? I'm going to film you for this.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you. Nice. Okay, make sure you put that on Instagram.
Of course.
So I can relive it. Never.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
We are going to be at the Seattle Tattoo Expo on Saturday, August 16th from noon until 2. We're going to be kicking it with Damon Conklin of Super Genius Tattoo.
And he's whipping up some flash tattoos for us.
It's going to be wild. They're going to be inspired by our show. We've not seen them. No idea what it's going to be going down. But you can get all the info and join us by heading over to KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. It's gonna make everybody feel great. We're at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to how much space you will get with $1,500 in rent.
In the Seattle area?
No, we are ranked in 89th out of 100 U.S. cities.
Oh, no.
So for $1,500, how much do you think in square footage you can get in Seattle or in Seattle proper area?
In Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, 800 square feet.
Less. Yeah, screaming. Danny, what are you thinking?
I'm going maybe 250.
250? Close. It's actually 72 square feet. No, I'm kidding. 445 square feet.
Yeah.
It was like a studio apartment.
Ouch.
$1,500 a month.
That's crazy.
Back in my day, it was like $450 a month for a studio that size. Granted, that was like a billion years ago.
It was.
Yes.
There's a zoo in Denmark that's getting a lot of fire right now because they're asking people to donate their pets that they were planning to euthanize to feed them to lions and other predators. So they're asking for rabbits, chickens, guinea pigs, even small horses to be donated to the Aalborg Zoo. It's apparently a more natural diet for the animals, and then they ensure that nothing is going to waste. So the backlash on social media has been kind of insane, but then other folks like within the zoo are defending this as pretty practical and realistic because you're going to put your animal down anyway.
So are they putting the animal down first and then they're not going to just feed it while it's still alive?
No, they're not feeding it. No.
I wouldn't feel too good about that.
Just release your dog in there. No, they're going to euthanize your pet for you and then it becomes zoo food.
Weird.
I mean, a circle of life, I guess.
I know, but I still, there is something weird about knowing that you're just handing your animal, even though you know you're putting your animal down.
Yeah.
Putting your animal down and then feeding it to the more powerful animal.
I still have yet to determine how I feel about this.
It's weird.
It is weird.
But I get the argument.
Totally.
But it still feels weird.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do it.
As far as weather, in the high of 75 degrees, it's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix
Show. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.